Now, I'm not sure how he's put this together so quickly, Peter Burnett, the owner of the Lord of the Isles pub in Geelong, because normally he's got a few more weeks to prepare. Pete, good afternoon.
G'day, Daniel. How are you, mate?
I'm going well, buddy. Were you ready for this? Did you have to put on extra staff on a Monday this early in September?
No. Kel's got on the microphone again. Just, I'll move out of the room. Honestly, mate, you wouldn't believe it. You can't shut up. I'm actually joined by Andrew Mackey, so you're going to have a talk to Andrew. No, look, we've had 35 years here at Lord of the Isles with Mad Mondays and three premierships. We've said goodbye to three of the greats of the club on Saturday afternoon, possibly best 15 minutes of footy you could have seen for a long time.
Yep.
Jono doing all these tricks, and I've heard on the vote, Brian, that typical Jono's been reported again.
Has he been reported?
I think you might find that tapping.
Righto, okay. Bit of
he gave a little love tap to a player that could be at Geelong next year, so let's see what happens.
Oh, okay. Righto, Pete. Well, that's a great little exclusive from you.
There you go.
This is the sort of stuff you give us after 35 years. You're that tight
I'm
with the boys.
Your homework for you.
Is Andrew Mackey there, is he?
Yep.
Chuck him on, buddy. That'd be great.
How are you, mate?
G'day, Mac. How are you, buddy?
Yeah, good, thanks, mate. Good.
Yeah, how's it all going on a Monday? Now, I was talking to Pete before. This is normally deep into September, mate. Gee, this is earlier than planned. Have you been ready?
Yeah, look, disappointingly, it has come a bit early this year. But, as Pete said, the Saturday went to plan perfectly, obviously, for the three boys finishing up. And, to finish on a win, it does mean something to us. And, obviously, the week before was really disappointing against the Pies that we weren't able to give us ourselves a chance to have a go this week and make it play for something. But all in all, the last few days have been good to celebrate some great careers down here and another great day down here at Pete's Joint. So it's good, and the boys don't muck around when it comes to the dress-up. It's for a bloke who doesn't dress up, and I've become a bit of a traditionalist with that. I really enjoy seeing all the kids roll in, and they haven't let us down again this year.
Well, I've seen a few photos floating around, Mac, and I'm seeing you in blue denim jeans and a grey hoodie. That's not dressing up, Andrew.
No, but you just want to have a comfortable beer, and that's my go. And I really enjoy just, it's sort of the first couple of years didn't dress up, and then it just grew a bit of momentum, and then I just don't do it. But, I copped my skull for that and move on, and... but mind you, there's a lot of blokes who are happy to... Well, Matty Scarlett was very good at it when he peaked. Was he very good?
Or not? Best Matty. Matty started all this, and Matty's here today because he's part of the coaching team that's wrong, and he's very... he's a bit like Mackie. He's very subdued and very behind the scenes now. He's got to be responsible.
Who's your favourite today, Pete?
I reckon Hall and Smith coming in as Alan with the big red chair sitting there doing the interviews. I think that was fantastic. Joel Selwood, Mick Fanning... and the shark was Jimmy Bartel dressed up as the shark. Harry Taylor's turned up the caddy for Robert Allenby, who was furlough as the with a very busted nose and scratches all over him. But then you've got the Dalai Lama here as Matty Stokes in his last Mad Monday. So these guys do it better, and I don't think anyone else in NRL, whatever, does anything like the John Footy Club. And, they put a lot of work into it, and... it's a pleasure to host them, mate.
We actually, to be honest, a lot of, as you know, you've played footy, the weight sessions during the year and that, a lot of this gets talked about very early on, and it's, the boys go into a lot of preparation, and to see it come through today, they've done a great job.
I'm wrapped with some of the photos. You can check them out on the internet. They're all over the place. Dale Amos, the assistant coach, is Derek Zoolander, and I don't think I've seen a better costume ever.
No, he very prides himself on it. It's a bit of a family affair for the Amoses, and doesn't mind a bit of makeup on the face. So a bit worried about that, but yeah, he doesn't let us down every Mad Monday. But yeah, you're spot on. He's come through with the goods, and the raising of the bar just keeps going up, Pete. I think as I said, Scarlett and Enright sort of led the way for a lot of years. Cameron Mooney was very good, one of your boys, but.
He's not there again, is he? He's not popped in, Moons, just to be a part of it.
If he come here today, he'd be owned by about Thursday, I reckon. But I haven't seen him yet, no.
Oh, that's good.
Cool. Half is, we've got Max going around again next year, and my aim is to get him dressed up next year. So He might come as a shield, we don't know yet, but we'll see how we go.
Well, you get another crack at it, Mac. There's a few boys, as you said before, that won't be going around again in the hoops next year, which is disappointing. And we heard Pete before saying that Cal's on the bloody microphone again. Who have you not been able to shut up? Are those boys, Stokesy's, Jono and Cal?
Oh, see, the funny thing is we're only a couple of days into their finishing up at Geelong, but their careers have all of a sudden, I think they've kicked another 100 goals each. They've, Jono's Norm Smith. I reckon he kicked 8 that day. Saturday, the left foot barrel went about 90 metres instead of 55. What? Yeah, you can imagine all the bands are getting thrown around, but it's good fun. You've got to celebrate these times for the stuff they've done for the footy club, and not only for the teammates, but to see the supporters' faces the other night the other day was brilliant.
And I'll give you one half. The bloke's just turned up. I wouldn't let him in. Apparently a ball was kicked on the roof at one of the stadiums, Sims Stadium on Saturday. He got up on the roof, got the ball. He's standing out the front when the players leave. He wants them to autograph it.
Oh, that's commitment, Pete. That is commitment.
That's going over and above.
That is commitment. What was that last 15 minutes like, Mac, when they're having a bit of party time with the boys?
Oh, great, mate. I haven't had a feeling like that for a long time. Yeah, it's just everything about that day. I mean, it was an emotional week last week. Just obviously been really close to these guys for a number of years, and you know, just what they were going through was hard. And but to let it all out in a way that was fun, and I don't know, it was free entertainment for everyone watching, and it was great. I thoroughly enjoyed being a part of it, and you know, it's a privilege to play alongside some great players and be part of such a great club. And the way we did that on the weekend was really special. And, never forget as Pete said, the last 15 minutes in particular. But the whole day was great.
Some champions of the game, farewell in the hoops. But you get another crack at it next year, Mac. You'll get a time to relax, chill out after a big, long year and come back bigger and better than ever next year. Thanks for your time this afternoon, mate. I really appreciate it.
Good on your half. Cheers, mate.
Good on your half.
Thank you, Pete. You're a good man, Peter. Thank you very much. Mate. Always nice to chat to you, Peter Burnett, owner of Lord of the Isles, and Andrew Mackie, Triple Premiership player from the Cats, after a very emotional weekend for the Cats. Well, that was lovely to see the fun that they were having in that last 15 minutes with the retiring boys. It was bordering on farcical at one time, but it was good for footy. It's nice to have that available still in a cutthroat game like Australian Rules football at this level. It's